So I would definitely say that the numbers recently released are not reflective of how safe our community is. When you look at something like stats for violent crime, oftentimes those type of crimes that we see involve individuals who are, number one, known to each other, and number two, the same individuals that are involved in these type of incidents repeatedly with each other. That all lends itself to the assault statistics. So although these things may be occurring, it doesn't mean that our community is any less dangerous than any other community. When you look at stats and numbers, you always have to look at some of the information that surrounds those numbers. Just taking the number itself and saying that Timmins is a dangerous community to live in, it's not accurate. And so that's what we're hoping to provide, is a little bit more insight into where these numbers might come from.